This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III on a busy K-State Thursday, November 14th, 2024. Almost forgot what day it is. Yeah, it just comes across now that everything's just kind of bunched up. But anyways, thank you for joining me on another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe button. And go ahead and hit that alarm button as well. That'll give you the alert that every time we post content, it'll be up on your feed wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. This is the postcast episode. Woo! K-State volleyball getting swept last night against 17th-ranked Baylor. So now they've lost two straight in conference play there. Getting swept in straight sets. Might have you 25-21. I don't know why they do this. But 25-22, and then I'm looking at the box score here. 25-21 set one, missed opportunity in set two, 25-22, and then Baylor just took care of them. The Cats, unfortunately, in set three there, so there's no set five full sets there as well, despite a big night from Meg Brown as she achieved career block 400. In for herself there as well. But again, congratulations to Meg on that. But it does not come with a K-State win with that. So that's like the, third or fourth time this year in 2024, the fall season, that a K-State player, whether that's Ella Larkin, a Meg Brown, Izzy Swietzki, or a Leah Carter, they achieved their personal milestone, but don't get the team win. Hey, I mean, individual goals are awesome. Awesome because, you know, hey, they're awesome. They're wonderful. But, hey, as a player, you want to win. You want to win. I've said it time and time again on this podcast where I'm talking about football or women's soccer, whatever that is, right? So, Meg Brown getting that, but does not get the win from her teammates there. Meg Brown, for those of you new to the podcast, is from Santa Ana, California. She needed entering this game against Baylor, which is big for the conference because coming in, K-State women's volleyball was, 7-5? Now they're 7-6 now. Whew, one block. She needed just one to reach that. She got it there. Let's see. She got it in the first set. She finished on the night with only two block assists there. And with that as well, yeah, so Baylor gets their 10th win in the conference there, and they came with a 7-game match winning streak. I said that yesterday on this podcast, so go, if you missed out on this episode, go back, check it out. We previewed this matchup along with TCU yesterday on yesterday's podcast. Go check that out as well. So Baylor getting extending their winning streak to 8. K-State's losing streak extends to 2. And now you're one game over 500 in conference play. I said, and it started, I said at the beginning of last weekend that K-State at least needed to get, well, it's still out there. That comb, that banana is still out there to get, right? So you still got that, but now you lost two straight, and you're in a position in the schedule where you're playing ranked opponents. That is the second top 20 opponent they've faced in the stretch, and you're playing another one on tomorrow night against TCU, so they need that one there as well. They need it because Houston is bringing down their neck. So you do not really want to fall in the second half of the Big 12 standings there as well. Aaliyah Carr last night in this loss, another, we'll start with this, 11th consecutive match with 10 or more kills there as well. She led the team with 14. Shaylee Myers, another good night for her. 11 with the season-ending injury to Liz Gorjowski and Anya Clinton. Anaya Clinton, there we go. I said it again. Anaya Clinton, the other AC squared, had 9. Speaking of Izzy and Ava LeGrand last night, combining of her and Ava, 33 assists total, so no big night for them there as well. Let's see, Jordan, hey, I said yesterday that I don't know if Jordan Williams is going to play or not. She's coming off of that injury. Well, she made an appearance since last, she was back with the team, and she played. She last played back in October, early October. She made her first appearance last night back in the game with 3 blocks, which was a team high in that category there as well. So, so that's getting in body back, getting in some depth piece back for Casey Wins Volleyball is big there as well. Baylor, 17th ranked Baylor, 3. Kansas State, nothing on a women's volleyball front. Excuse me, women's basketball is playing as I speak. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this Thursday. Busy night, busy evening for K-State. I just said they're playing, K-State women's basketball playing right now against Creighton. I'm recording this right now, currently, and of course later on here will be K-State LSU, which I ain't recording. I'm going to sit and watch that one go down tonight, a little bit after 8. Huge game, the return of Cam Carter to Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III for this podcast, and again, we'll have postcast. We'll probably do it separately, separate postcast, because I need time to carve out. That'll probably come on the weekend, more than likely, because yeah, I record, we post episodes weekly, not only weekly, but on the weekends as well. But Jason Mansfield, we'll start with, he commented on Shaylee Myers being able to be that piece there, being able to continue to improve. Shaylee Myers been, and let's not forget now, Shaylee Myers been with his team since Susie Fritz, the ending of Susie Fritz. So let's not forget about her there. But anyways, Coach Mansfield, Jason Mansfield, head coach for the Casey Wins volleyball team last night. Quote, she just continues to try to be aggressive, and I just love how aggressive she's been the last couple of matches. She's one of those players that is fearless in at moments that a lot of people kind of tip and get a little tentative. And I think that's the big thing. And then, of course, going to the next match, TCU, right? Friday night, 6:30, Morgan Family Arena, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, Big 12 Now Network. So K-State, they got to have it. They got to have this game. But TCU, back to Coach Mansfield. Quote, it's tough. I mean, there are a lot of little things. Defensively, we can be better as blockers. I thought we were scrambling. It's a good offensive team with a lot of really good arms. And that will be true against TCU, which is a really good athletic team. So, yeah, I think we have to try to touch more balls than the net and try to slow them down. And offensively, we must continue to pass so we can run offense. So I think there's a lot of positive things from tonight. We just have to do it more often and be more consistent, end quote. Yeah, more consistent than that after losing, getting swept, getting no wins in this match last night to Baylor. So we'll take a look at the standings after TCU. Not going to go in that stretch right now. We'll take a look at that. So I know K-State entering the Arizona State last weekend, we're in top half, but Houston was right there, a game behind them, and TCU and Baylor are battling for third spot in the Big 12. So we will take a look at the Big 12 standings after this game. Hopefully, can K-State get an upset? We'll have to see about that. But yeah, so despite a big night from Meg Brown and Shaylee Myers, they come up short. 3-0 last night, fall to the 17th-ranked Baylor Bears. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or now, if she has to record K-State content, don't forget about our bonus content channel over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast there. Myself and Alex Aiden did record an episode this week, so go back and check that out, and go ahead, download that Podbean app as well, and subscribe to that channel as well. We'll be back again with more content over there next week. It'll probably be a 2-episode week there on that channel as well, unless I go ahead and hop on there and put a little extra content on there as well. So we'll see, but yeah, we're trying to get back on track with that as well as 2024 nears. This has been another postcast episode of Project Pine. That was a terrible transition. Postcast wrap-up is in the books. 17-ranked Baylor sweeps K-State 3-0, and Jason Mansfield's team now have to try to have a quick turnaround and bounce back against TCU, 18th-ranked TCU, on Friday night. And by the way, that is a home game back in Manhattan, Kansas, Morgan Family Arena, 6:30 first serve a little bit after 6:30. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. This has been another postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll continue to talk to you throughout this weekend. Go Cats!